Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to a special edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm coming to you live from the Centurion Lounge at LaGuardia Airport. Everyone's picture is mad small, so I can't see. I think I just saw Trey raise the roof. I'm not sure.
I did.
Okay. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you get the podcast all at once and not these little snippets that we give out for free all throughout the week. Make sure you're getting in the watch parties, the watch-alongs, access to the Discord, all that stuff. All right, let's get right into it.
Oh, look at Amin out here repping his yellow jackets. Okay. Georgia Tech pride. Okay.
Hey, teasing niggas for school pride. Speaking of school pride, we're going to tap in with you, bro, for HBCU, nigga. How do you feel about Deion leaving Jackson State? Because I'm seeing nothing but these HBCU alums complaining about this shit.
I don't think it's a fucking big deal. I get why people are upset. Mainly because Prime basically sold niggas a dream. And, you know, niggas is at fault for believing the dream also. But cats got to realize, Bull wasn't about to be Eddie Robinson. Like, he wasn't about to do 30 years at Jackson State or whatever the case may be in Mississippi and so forth and so forth. To me, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like he was there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. His objective, outside of getting a bag, right? In my mind, his objective is, I'm trying to get my son to be a pro. So he's been there 2 years or 3 years, excuse me, right? They just went undefeated, 12-0.
Conference winners.
Back-to-back SWAC. Son ain't got not one Heisman Trophy vote. Son ain't got not one invitation to play in the Rose Bowl. None of that shit. The only Jackson State highlight that I can remember seeing is Gilly the Kid running down the sideline, getting a flag. Outside of that, like, I don't know. So to me, I feel like Bull made the move. He tried something. It was cool. All right. Now I'm about to go elsewhere. They're paying he's getting paid like five a year. He was only getting $300,000 at Jackson State.
Let niggas
say it and they're gonna say he rich already. So he should just take that on the chin.
I'm curious, like, do people not understand how college sports work? Like, you coach at a small school, you blow up, and then you get a bigger job, you go to a bigger school. This happens all the time.
So all the HBCU chats that I'm in, niggas are really killing dude on somebody called him one of our good friends that we all know that works for a company or may still, I don't know, called him a shady pastor.
Oh,
he was like, he's giving mega church vibes, right?
That's what I call what's my man? Damn. I'm a man. Oh, wait, give me a second.
But like, what's Deion supposed to do though, dog? Like, honestly,
I mean, like, it worked out mutual. They had a mutual interest, right? He put a positive light on HBCU Jackson State, right? They brought the culture. They delivered on that end.
Yeah, he brought in the talent.
He gave them two SWAC championships. In college football, as a coach, you either get fired or you move on to other schools. Now, the idea that you wanted Deion to be there for life or for 10 years or for 5 years doesn't make sense. I mean, like you mentioned, his son is a highly recruited talent, but he's not about to let anyone else coach his son. Like, not until he gets to the pros. So he got him at the end.
He got to get him there. He's got to get him to the pros.
He got to get him there, right? And again, they not playing for no bowl. He woke up this morning in Boulder, Colorado. You know what I'm saying?
They season open over before December 4th. What?
Exactly. So the thing
is, what kind of shit is that?
Exactly. So him going to Boulder, he's going to have not only a bigger task, but the mutual agreement was, all right, I do something great by coaching this HBCU. This HBCU gives me an in on coaching that no one else would give me. I've proven that I can coach. I've won on the Division I level. Now it's my turn to prove my point at a P5. You get to a P5, that team stinks. He's going to bring his son over. He's going to bring a couple recruits over. They may win 6 games. If they get to a bowl, that's a great year for him in year one, right? But you can't be mad, Jackson State. And he's already told them, like, look, he told them boys that he brought over there, don't try to hit that portal because you don't won 2 SWAC championships, because everybody hitting that portal at this point, and they not going to just accept you because you coming from Jackson State or you coached by me. So you might as well stay.
Look, except for his sons and that person that was number one in the country the year before.
Oh, Hunter. Y'all, Hunter out of there.
Here you go. Y'all niggas hit that portal. I got a spot for y'all in Colorado. Easy.
Oh, God. You know how it go. But at the end of the day,
SC and UCLA are leaving the Pac.
Yeah, Pac-12.
Yeah.
They're going to
Pac-12. Ain't nobody going to be. He's going to win a championship, a Pac, whatever championship.
Is Colorado easy. in the Pac?
Aren't they in the Pac 10 or 12, whatever it is?
I think they're Big 12.
I think they're Power 5 or something now. I don't know what it is.
Big 12. I think they're Big 12.
They're definitely not Big 10, ACC, or SEC, so it's got to be Big 12 then. You're right.
I mean, I'm just more so concerned how he going to bring whatever he's trying to bring to Boulder, white-ass city. A lot of that shit not flying. He gonna get it off and tell niggas, call him Coach Prime all he want. They gonna kill him. Hey, what they say? You know when Pookie was on the phone with Scotty? They said they gonna kill me.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back?
It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, man, I tell you this, though. You know how you're going to get them to come to Colorado? Who's the Uzi, but one of these rapping-ass niggas will be at the spring game or some shit. All of a sudden, Gilly and Wallow was going to be there. Like, them niggas ain't never been to Colorado in their lives. Now, all of a sudden, Gilly and Wallow are going to be on the sideline.
Nigga, everybody I'm going to Boulder. I'm going to Boulder now.
I mean, hey, bro, I get it. You in them circles, dog. Like, listen, they got Trayvon Edwards in the building. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Colorado now, my nigga.
I'm pulling up, man. I'm pulling up the border,
I'm still confused as to what these people thought was going to happen. They would coach there forever? He wasn't going to leave?
He was about to save HBCU athletics and all black people's minds.
He's going to shift the narrative.
He would have shifted the narrative more, and I honestly, all jokes aside, I think he would still be at an HBCU if he was probably at, you know, I'm not trying to say Hampton, but like Hampton or Howard or one of those schools who traditionally they put like, I mean, real rap, Hampton's always putting a nigga in the NFL. Like, Jerk. Niggas going pro from Hampton it's not really a big deal because it happens.
That shit don't matter. Jerk, that shit don't matter.
No. What I'm saying, we're
just asking a lot from a nigga that didn't go to HBCU.
No. But what I'm saying to you is that if he's at a bigger HBCU that actually isn't Jackson State, like if he's at, I won't say Hampton because everybody's gonna be like, oh, you're Hampton. If he's at Howard, right? So like, fuck Howard. But if he's at Howard, right? Like Howard puts niggas in the pros, and if his son is, if they go 12-0 in the MEAC. You know what I'm saying? That would turn around and get him into not a Rose Bowl or no shit like that, but he would have gotten to the Liberty Plus Bowl or something of that nature. Just on the strength. But he chose Jackson State. Niggas don't. Listen, y'all heard of Jackson State? Like, I ain't trying to trash that, but y'all heard of Jackson State before prom?
Yes, sir. I have.
I played in the swag, Jer.
Oh, you did play in the swag. I forget. Yo, sidebar. I don't know why I googled you the other day. I was trying to forgot your name to spell.
Bro, stop googling me, my nigga.
I didn't know. No, I googled how to spell your name, my nigga. Let me clarify that shit.
All right.
And your ESPN profile came up.
Oh yeah, my college basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody did. What's crazy is this? The statistician didn't even upload this fucking stats on that shit. So it says I average 2 points a game or some crazy shit.
Yo, I was dying laughing. I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, I was
it's funny as fuck because it only has one game, and I was dying because I was like, yes. I said, like, niggas that get in an argument with me on Twitter probably goes to that and be like, man, this bitch ass nigga didn't even do nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They had this nigga out here with Skip Bayless. Like,
did you eat like coffee black and semi pro? What he said?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you ain't win a championship. You wrote the bench.
Get him back.
Hey, man, you know how it is. Stop googling it, bro.
Trey's headshot also makes him look like he just whooping your ass every day.
For Big Jerv, for Mean in the Sky, I'm Black Trey, and this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. We'll catch you next week. Subscribe to the Patreon. Tell a friend. Don't bootleg our shit. Support black businesses, and we out.